Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, the impact of big business decisions, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, how far is your small business willing to go to keep your most trusted employees? Here are the perks that some companies are introducing, especially for women, and how wealthy people, like some entrepreneurs, set themselves up for success. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Well, companies have been adding new benefits for working parents in the past few years as they seek to attract and hang on to employees balancing family and work. Tech company Gusto provides new parents meal delivery services and house cleanings. Adding to the growing list are maternity concierges at Fifth Third Bank in Cincinnati, who've been on duty since January. Wall Street Journal management reporter Rachel Feinzig has the details. Rachel, set this up.
So we took a look at a bank, Fifth Third, that debuted an interesting benefit back in January. They have two maternity concierges who are assisting pregnant women and those with infants with all the planning that goes into having a kid.
Well, I never even heard that phrase before, maternity concierge. So what's involved? What do these folks do?
They will plan your kid's first birthday party, gender reveal parties when the parents find out the sex of their unborn child and want to announce it to those around them. They'll order your breast pump for you, collect items for your hospital bag, recommend strollers and child care options. It really runs the gamut.
Holy smokes. Now, if they're throwing, for example, a gender reveal party, is it done in the office because these people work for, or because the maternity concierges work for Fifth Third?
No, it can be anything in their personal life. So, you know, you could be throwing a gender reveal party for family and friends, but they're basically your party planner. So they'll find the exact cake, the balloons that you want, talk to you about, you know, like different preferences that you might have in terms of color coordination or decorations for your event. But no, it's all for stuff outside of the office.
Wow, and the employer pays for this.
Yeah, the employer has paid in the six figures for these two maternity concierges. They're full-time. They work at Fifth Third, but they're contracted employees through like a concierge company.
Well, that is something. And is this all about employee retention?
Yeah, retaining women. The bank was finding that they were losing a lot of women after maternity leave, that within a year of taking a maternity leave, those women were leaving at about twice the rate nearly as just women overall in the firm. And so this is really a play to try to get them through this crucial period after they have a child, and keep them on board in the workforce, and then hopefully, build a pipeline of women leaders at the firm.
Did I read correctly, too, that they will sometimes send a nanny on the road and help women send breast milk back home if they're traveling?
Those are other niche benefits that some other companies are offering. So KKR has the flying nannies, and companies like Johnson & Johnson are doing the breast milk shipping. And they're really just examples of kind of these extra lengths that companies are going to again, try to get women through this crucial period.
Wow. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal management reporter Rachel Feinzig. She's written a piece entitled "When Your Employer Plans Your Baby Shower," talking about perks geared toward expectant mothers or new mothers. Well, this strikes me, I guess, then, as, a trend that will only grow.
I think so. I mean, I talked to a consultant and researcher who said that he's really seeing this trend of companies taking away chores from people for both male and female employees. You know, as companies, like, for lack of a, it's a little bit of a cliched phrase, but as companies keep trying to do more with less, he said it's like one of the last things that you can do for employees before you just have to hire more staff. So you can say there's this element of your life, whether it's like preparing meals or getting your laundry done, that we can help you with so that you have more time to focus on work.
That's really something. Very good. What else jumped out at you?
You know, it was just really fun to talk to one of the actual concierges and hear about her day. You know, she's running to Target to get specific colors of nightgowns for someone's hospital bag. She's checking out local gyms for moms who want to get back in shape. She even helped name a baby.
Wall Street Journal management reporter Rachel Feinsig. Coming up next, how wealthy people prep for success. And when shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. The powerful performance and incredible battery life of new Dell PCs with Intel Core processors empower small business employees to do their best work wherever work takes them. Dell's U.S.-based small business advisors and price match guarantee mean you'll always get the best deal on the right solution tailored to your business needs. Powerful PCs are just the beginning of a great partnership. Call 877-BUY-DELL now to contact a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. A new book explains how wealthy people set themselves up for success. It's called Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. Yahoo Finance summarized the habits. Number one, they get up early, about 3 hours before their workday actually started, to either plan the day, work out, or tackle personal projects. Number two, they read constantly, 30 minutes or more each day, to educate or self-improve. Number three, they spend 15 to 30 minutes each day on focused thinking. Having quiet time is associated, after all, with stress reduction. Number four, they make exercise a priority. Five, they spend time with people who inspire them. Number six, they pursue their own goals. This writer found that most self-made millionaires plan to get rich and then make it happen and refer to both daily and long-term goals regularly. Number seven, they get enough sleep, like 7-8 hours each night. Number eight, they have multiple incomes, like from a side business or real estate. And number nine, they avoid time wasters like Netflix or scrolling through social media. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.